Politics and education are clashing head-on in Hong Kong this week. University students are boycotting classes. The protests come down to promises of democracy. China's government has said direct elections will be allowed for Hong Kong's chief executive starting in 2017. But last month, authorities announced that voters would only have a choice from a list of two or three candidates chosen by a nominating committee. Demonstrators say that means real political power will remain in Beijing, not in Hong Kong. The BBC quotes the Hong Kong Federation of Students as saying about 13,000 young people gathered for the start of the boycott. The event is scheduled to last all week and is part of broader rumblings across the city. 2.5 months ago, more than 500 people were arrested for blocking streets following a pro-democracy march, the city's largest in a decade. An even bigger protest is scheduled for October 1st in central Hong Kong, site of the financial district. Demonstrators hope to disrupt business on that day, part of a pro-democracy rally organized by the group Occupy Central. Bill Dorman, HPR News.